Some people just don't get it. Some people just don't get it. Some people just don't get it.
Yes, my listeners, it is time once again for the Psycho Jello R&B show. This week from Miami, Florida, Sam and Dave.
A week ago today, I never thought it would end this way. I thought for sure this time it would last. I can't believe it's gone so fast, but it was so nice while it lasted. So very nice while it lasted. It was so Seven days I held you in my arms. Seven days with your unbelieving charm. Then came faith with a sad refrain and took my love from me again. But it was so nice while it lasted. So very nice while it lasted. It was so like this. How will I forget your kiss? But if it has to be this way, there's nothing left for me to say. But it was so nice while it lasted. So very nice while it lasted. It was so nice, so nice while it lasted.
Give me your heart.
Greetings, listeners. This is the Psycho Jello Show. I am your host, Mr. Zero. This week, from Miami, Florida, Sam and Dave. They formed in 1961 and ran all the way up to 1981. They were signed to Stax Records, where they released 6 albums with a whopping 33 singles, 13 of which were on the Billboard charts, including When Something Is Wrong With My Baby, Soul Sister Brown Sugar, and You Don't Know What You Mean To Me. Opening our show from 1963, the song It Was So Nice While It Lasted. I feel that way about many of my past girlfriends. And you just heard I Found Out from 1964. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons and Instruments. Coming up now, the number 90 hit from December of 1965, You Don't Know Like I Know.
Yeah.
You just heard the number two hit from October of 1967, Soul Man. And before that, dedicated to my son Obleon, the number 21 hit from April of 1966, Hold On, I'm Coming. The duo comprised of one Samuel David Moore, born on the 12th of October in 1935 in Miami, Florida. I was lucky enough to meet Sam in August of 2005 in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Excel Center. I got him to sign one record and one CD. Pretty nice guy. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Be sure and check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you want to learn more about the artists we cover on the show, go to RosevillePatch.com under Mr. Zero's. In March of 1968, Sam and Dave appeared on the Dick Cavett Show promoting this song, the number 9 hit from March of 1968, my favorite Sam and Dave song, I Thank You.
I want everybody to get up off your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did. And I thank you.
How lucky my
just heard from 1969, the song Born Again. The other half of the duo was Dave Prater Jr., born on the 9th of May in 1937 in Ocelia, Georgia. He passed away on the 9th of April in 1988. Sam and Dave did play Minneapolis at the Caboose in March of 1980. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009, yo, where nerd is the word. Right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. In January of 1970, Sam and Dave appeared on the Hollywood Palace TV show, promoting this song, One Part Love, Two Parts Pain. Boy, do I know that feeling.
Watch you close that door, 'cause I know I won't see you.
Don't Pull Your Love from 1971. Sam and Dave appeared on the Mike Douglas Show in August promoting that song. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. So taking us out from October of 1988 from the Michael Nesmith film Tapeheads, my personal theme song, Ordinary Man, by the Swanky Modes, which comprises of one Sam Moore and Junior Walker. That's right, folks. Any ordinary man would have given it up by now. But Mr. Zero presses on, still after 11 years. This concludes the Psycho Jello Show on Sam and Dave. Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars.
Mr. Zero, he's got all types of things. Classic music, modern movies, and vintage video games. For all the girls and boys, he sells retro toys. Some people just don't get it. 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 Everybody take a trip down to Mr. Zero's. Bring the family, make history. In this shop full of vintage things, find something for everyone.